an unexpected side trip to Vienna for Bolivia's president Evo Morales. That's because France, Spain, Portugal, and Italy refused to let his plane fly through their airspace after rumors surfaced that whistleblower Edward Snowden might be on board. Then Austrian officials confirmed that Snowden was not in the presidential aircraft.
It's an open provocation against an entire continent, not just against the president. The North Americans use their agents to intimidate us, and I'm telling them they can never scare or intimidate us.
The Bolivians squarely put the blame on Washington for Morales' unexpected side trip. In an exclusive interview with Press TV, Bolivia's ambassador in France believes the move had been planned.
We saw a lot of coordination between different countries. And also we believe that it is some people from the United States that wanted this to happen, because we know that they are after one person, and but that's illegal. That's against all the international rules.
European leaders have been quick to express their regret, but emotions are running high in La Paz and many other South American capitals. Bolivia says Paris and other European countries will have a lot of explaining to do.
It shows that it still remains this colonial imperialist way of doing things. It's a big, big problem, because you cannot change your mind. Even worse, when the plane is already in the air, that can be very dangerous.
The Union of South American Nations has released a statement saying the group rejects categorically the dangerous act of denying Morales plane access. The leaders of these countries have also agreed to discuss the matter, calling the situation very serious. The Snowden affair and the closing down of airspace to the presidential aeroplane of Bolivia has raised security, diplomatic, and political storms. And the dust from these terms will not be settling down anytime soon. Anishta Pryor, Press TV, Paris.